The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, since today's show deals with matters of the heart, let's get right into some valuable information to make your heart healthier. Which fats strengthen your heart? Well, beyond regular exercise, one of the best things you can do for your heart is to slow the process of aging, of course. And that is one way to do that is to provide the body with the proper nutrients that it needs to be healthy. Fats are particularly important. And as you know, animal fats usually not as good for you as plant fats because they can accelerate aging and they contain, you know, the LDL, the so-called lousy cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. And then the vegetable fats have more of the healthier alternatives or the HDL cholesterol Actually, plant fats don't have cholesterol, but they influence your cholesterol positively. And vegetable fats like avocado oil, walnut oil, or extra virgin olive oil are the ones of choice, whereas fish, sardines, wild salmon, herring, mackerel. Interestingly, though, cod and trout are not on the list. And I might add tilapia, one of the worst forms of fish that you can eat because it's very high in arachidonic acid, which is pro-inflammatory, not rich in the anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. Anyway, welcome to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, Matters of the Heart. As I mentioned, we'll have two guests with us after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. First, Dr. Kahealani Rivera, a recurring guest. She's a cardiologist, and she'll be discussing four ways to have a healthier heart, among other things. She graduated from Kamehameha Schools, received her MD degree from Stanford University, and she really focuses on clinical cardiology with a special emphasis on cardiovascular disease in women, Native Americans, and other ethnic populations, and is current president of the American Heart Association's Hawaii Division. Andrew Rosen is another guest we have in studio. He's president and chief executive officer of Hawaii State Federal Credit Union, which serves more than 100,000 members here in the islands. Mr. Rosen has served in management roles in some of the nation's largest financial institutions and even here in Bank of Hawaii as well. He received a master's in public policy degree from Harvard University's Kennedy School and also sits on the board of the American Heart Association, which he'll be talking about today. So a few announcements and the Health Hotline news. Excuse me. Get my voice warmed up for the 2 hour show here. And then we'll have our two guests talking about matters of the heart. Speaking of heart health, here's a few innovative heart healthy tips. This is from the American Heart Association. Savor your food slowly. Now, this is from last year, so it's a review, but you know, it bears repeating because so many of you eat, not only do you eat too much fast food, you eat too much food fast. And so you want to eat your food more slowly. That's crucial to a positive lifestyle change. This according to Takayuki Yamaji, medical doctor and author of a study that showed that slow eaters are less likely to gain weight and also they're less likely to develop metabolic syndrome, which is good news. So you don't have to chew your food 30 or 40 times, but chew it more than twice. I think that's Miss Piggy's advice. Chew your food at least twice. You want to chew it far more than twice. Okay. Also, be a smart TV viewer if you have to watch TV at all. Bubble gum for your eyes. But we tend to snack and sit still for prolonged periods of time while watching. This is according to Dr. Mary Cushman, who was author of a study that showed that avid TV watchers, get this, were nearly twice as likely to develop a dangerous blood clot compared to people who rarely watch TV. And as I always say, the flatter and larger the TV screen, the fatter and larger the TV viewer, okay? And so just keep that in mind. And then finally, keep your gums healthy. Where there's gum disease, getting it treated significantly lowers blood pressure. One study found that after intensive dental treatment, blood pressure began to gradually drop, and within 6 months, this is interesting, systolic pressure, that's your top number, was 13 points lower, and diastolic pressure, the bottom number, dropped by nearly 10 points. So, you know, that could even surpass drugs in lowering your blood pressure effectively. All right, in the next hour of Dr. Health Radio and the Fitness File, why your joints hurt when you don't move enough. Also, in matters of sexual health, the herpes infection linked to Alzheimer's disease. Also, red meat's connection to endometriosis. And then there's the laugh and a half in our Funny Bone Pharmacy segment. And in our guest roster next hour, we have Wonder Woman. Well, not, you know, kind of, sort of. She's an author who is also a Wonder Woman. She's managed to manage her life so that she's been able to achieve everything, both in homework and other areas of her life. Adita Lang joins us. She's our guest and author of Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness. Also next hour, recovering stand-up comedian Jen Kokin joins us once again. She discusses, actually it's a serious topic next hour, how to avoid bug bites and stings this summer without having to use the chemical repellents. And also some sun smart tips to protect your skin at this hot time of the year and when the UV rays are at their strongest. Also, some surprising facts about your body's largest organ, that epidermis you're showing off to the world. All right. Okay, before we get on to the news, here's a few. I found this in a previous issue of a Hawaiian magazine, and they talk about the traditional Hawaiian diet. And I know Dr. Rivera will probably add to this a little later, maybe. But interesting how our food customs evolved here in the islands. For instance, in the early 1800s, whalers and merchants were responsible to bringing salted fish to the islands, and that evolved into lomi salmon, a very popular Hawaiian dish. Between 200 and 500 AD, the first Polynesians brought, you know, the canoe plants, taro or kalo, sweet potato, coconut, breadfruit, banana, sugarcane. But they ate it as sugarcane, not refined sugar, that's for sure. Also pigs, chickens, and dogs. And then what's interesting here that I found was that the traditional diet, Dr. Terry Shintani, who has been a guest over the years here on Dr. Health Radio, he says, unfortunately, the Hawaiian plate lunch wasn't what Hawaiians really ate traditionally. It was much simpler than that. Taro and lots of it, sweet potato, breadfruit, some fish, as well as limu, the seaweed, and fruit. And every once in a while, the Hawaiians would have a pig more to, you know, at a luau function or for party food, but they didn't have it on a daily basis, that's for sure. And also this, okay, so we'll talk more about that a little later in the program. All right, so, oh, we have special guest, as we do every first Saturday of the month, Becky and Bug Kowalski from Natural Awakenings Magazine. Good morning to both of you. Are you there?
Good
morning. Hey, hi. Hi, Bud and Becky. We want to highlight the magazine because this issue is very timely in that you have on the front cover, one of the main articles in there is information on VOG, and that is affecting our Big Island listeners as well as sometimes when it drifts over to the other islands as well. And air quality expert David Frohm has a webinar coming up next Saturday, I believe. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is very timely, and we really appreciated him providing this article, because if you're not breathing good air, then you're really losing out on the oxygen content in your blood. It's being bombarded by all kinds of volcanic, not only volcanic, but also air quality in the home can affect it. So we're looking forward to his webinar next week on, you can get tickets on Eventbrite. It's free, but he would appreciate it if folks would register so that they get that link. And then he's going to be talking about the Austin air filter, which I've heard very good things about.
Oh, yeah. I know people that have those. They're one of the best air filters on the market.
Yeah, there's some folks in some social media groups that I'm in, and they have attested that it has really helped them. They can take a reading outside their door of their home, and it's high, and then when they go in and take a reading inside the house, the air quality is good.
So, you know, it's funny, I just read an article, and it wasn't in your magazine, but it was some other research article. Even in Los Angeles, they found that the air was 7 times worse indoors in L.A. homes than it was outdoors in polluted L.A., or smell A, as I call it, which was shocking. So, yeah, everybody, even if you live in so-called good air areas, if you're indoors, which 90% of our – or we're indoors 90% of the time, especially some people, it's essential that we breathe as pure air as possible. So that's really a good thing. Now, all those details are available in your magazine, the August issue of Natural Awakenings?
Yes, it is, as well as on our website, naturalawakeningshawaii.com. You can find links to all of the articles.
Okay, great. And then one that I don't want to miss mentioning, and that's Dr. Gibson, our resident guest host. He has an article this month in the August issue also on liquid biopsies. Tell us about that article and how it detects not only cancer, but what kind of cancer a person might have, and then using integrative medical therapies.
It really involves gene targeting, because every cancer is very unique. Mm-hmm. Every illness is very unique. And by going in and looking at the byproducts that are sloughed off from the disease into the blood, then targeted resolution can be found. So not only treatments, but supplemental ways of helping people cope with their illness better.
Right, right. And you also have an article this month. Bud, tell us about the Mighty Minerals article that you have in the Natural Awakenings magazine. I didn't have a chance to read it yet, but it's an article on the benefits of minerals.
Yeah, it really talks about the ways that minerals, very tiny trace amounts of minerals, can help balance the body. I mean, this month's edition is all about multi-level healing and looking at the ways that the body balances itself through like having iron, manganese, sulfur, phosphorus, calcium, which we do know quite a bit about that. But all of the various minerals that are available on the earth play a dynamic role in keeping us healthy.
Did you know there's a mineral that helps develop your sense of humor? It's called lapisium. I just made that up. Lapisium? You know, it's related to magnesium, I think. Anyway, seriously, tell us where your magazine is located, where people can pick up an issue of Natural Awakenings magazine.
It is at health food stores, as well as specific Times, Safeway, Long's, several of the Foodland locations, and it's also available at fitness centers,
libraries,
all the Jamba Juices, libraries,
okay.
All the libraries.
Great. All right.
300. There's 300 locations.
All right. Well, no shortage of magazines, that's for sure. Thanks so much, Becky and Bud, for being with us this month, and we look forward to talking to you in September again.
Thank you.
All right. Keep up the good work. Thanks a lot. There goes Becky and Bud from Natural Awakenings magazine. Pick up a copy today. All right. Straight ahead in the news. What happens when you switch from butter to olive oil for cooking? Shocking results. And then what's worse? Diet or sugar-sweetened sodas? Surprising information there. Plus, you use your dishwasher to clean your dishes, but does your dishwasher also need cleaning? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
I'm Toni Braxton. Nothing to wear? Let me make a suggestion. You need something to wear every day. Something that looks good. Something powerful that makes a fashion statement. It's simple. Wear red and go red for women. I've gone red because heart disease is the number one killer of women in America. The number one killer. And most women don't even know it. Nothing to wear? I don't think so. Make a statement. Join Go Red for Women, a campaign to rally all women to fight heart disease. Call the American Heart Association at 1-888-MY-HEART.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, if you're cooking eggs or anything this morning, listen to this. University of Cordoba research found that outcomes get better when oil is combined with, this was a study of over 65-year-olds, and they found that they were given different diets, both containing 38% fat from either olive oil or butter. Now, the levels of advanced glycation end products, you don't have to remember that. It's called AGEs. Or AGES, as in aging, which actually it does accelerate your aging because these compounds accelerate the aging of the cells. But fat from butter, those whose fat intake consisted of butter over 4 weeks had the highest levels of these compounds in their blood before and after breakfast. On the other hand, fat from olive oil, the concentrations went down 40% before breakfast, but after breakfast, almost a 400% decrease. And then if you combine it with the olive oil with CoQ10, coenzyme Q10 is a nutrient also for the heart. Your body makes it, but we make a lot less of it as we get older. And it's one of the main heart supplements that you can take to have a healthy heart. That further decreases the these compounds that have been linked to hardening of the arteries. So that's one of the best supplements you can take for your heart. All right, if you drink soda, hope you don't, but if you do, once in a while, is diet soda better than regular? Or they also compared Mexican soda, which has even more sugar, kind of like Mexican chocolate has a higher content of sugar than regular chocolate, but same with the sodas. Anyway, they found that compared with sweetened soda, diet soda that has aspartame, it adversely affects your gut microbiome, which causes the bacteria to break down food differently, and it doesn't support your immune system as well. So it kind of messes up with your microbiome, and then it causes you can have more frequent colds and digestive distress. So artificial sweeteners, if you had to pick between the two, they say pick a sugar sweetened soft drink, but go for one every other week. And a lot of people think, oh, in moderation, I only have one a day. One a day is way too many, folks, when it comes to sodas. All right, how clean is your dishwasher? You put dishes in it to clean your dishes, but maybe your dishwasher needs a clean once in a while. Well, it turns out that fungi and bacteria can survive the heat and detergent from dishwashers. This was a study in Denmark, and they swabbed the rubber seals of 24 dishwashers in private homes, found potentially pathogenic fungi and bacteria on every single one. They say that can be harmful to people with either cystic fibrosis or chronic illness, and also infants or older people if they breathe in the dishwasher steam. So when you pop open the dishwasher after it's through with the cycle, don't breathe the steam. That's one good thing. And use high heat. Always use the sanitation cycle. And then wipe down that rubber seal at the end of each cycle. Okay. All right. And then finally, what pulse is best for the longevity of your heart, since we're talking about matters of the heart? According to cardiac researchers, our resting pulse rate has a significant influence on our life expectancy. It's also important as a clue to the heart's efficiency. This is from a German sports university in Cologne. They say the normal heart rate of a healthy individual is between 60 and 80 beats a minute, and a resting pulse of 60 beats a minute helps to ensure long-lasting heart health. On the other hand, a Danish study found that a person's risk of death doubles if his, and you know, think about your own heart rate and what it is, but if his or her pulse is consistently between 81 and 90 beats a minute, that doubles your risk of death. And above 90, the risk triples. So, you know, lower your pulse and live longer from exercise and diet and everything else. Actually, I remember 20, 30 years ago, there was a book with that same name, Lower Your Pulse and Live Longer. And by the way, just a little side note here, Olympic athletes, I remember doing reading a study about them. They have pulse rates in the 40s. I think one had 38 and, you know, 42. I mean, really low pulse rates, but that's another reason to participate in next week's Heart Walk, which we're going to talk about right after this. So we'll take a brief break here, keep the lights on, and be back with our guests, Dr. Kahealani Rivera and Andrew Rosen, talking about matters of the heart. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of master supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on Dr. Health Radio, David Snonia Radio. Hey, a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. For Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 or 94.3 The Answer. My guests in studio, Dr. Kahealani Rivera, cardiologist, and Andrew Rosen, who is he's not a doctor, but he is very active in the American Heart Association's activities, and we'd like to welcome them both to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks, David.
All right. Thank you for being here. Now, first of all, the American Heart Association is celebrating its 70th year of service to Hawaii this year. Is that correct? Am I right in that?
Yeah, 70 years of service here in Hawaii.
You don't look 70, though.
I age well.
Okay. I'll have what he's having, you know. But how long have you been involved with the American Heart Association?
I've been involved with the American Heart Association for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. But my family has had a history of heart disease.
Oh, so okay. So it's something close to your heart, no pun intended.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And did you meet Dr. Rivera that way through
Right. Through, we're both on the board of the American Heart Association here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Rivera, you're a recurring guest. Welcome back to the program. We had you back in, I think it was February that you were here this year.
Right.
And in fact, I was going through my files and we covered a lot of information on matters of the heart because, as people know, February is American Heart Month. And so we always have the first Saturday of February devoted to matters of the heart. But, you know, it's good to have a tune-up during the summertime as well, and then also make people aware of the Heart Walk. Let's talk about the Heart Walk with both of you, which is American Heart Association's premier event, right, of the year as far as a fundraiser?
That's right. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. And we'll have actually over 5,000 participants walking next Saturday at Kapi'olani Park.
Uh-huh. Now, is that barefoot, with shoes, strollers, roller skates?
You can walk however you want. Some people choose to run.
Oh, okay. So
some
you
people
can
will
run.
Walk.
Okay.
It starts at Kapi'olani Park, and we have a couple different routes depending on how far you want to walk or run.
Oh, there's like a 10K and a 5K or something like that?
Yeah, there's one route that just goes around Diamond Head another that's just around the park.
Mm, okay.
So you can take it at your own pace.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Diamond Head, I was running around Diamond Head last night, and I remember my feet were getting sore, and I thought, well, I wear arch supports from Step Ahead. And then I remembered I didn't have the arch supports in my shoes because I switched shoes. And I thought, you know, I better get these arch supports back in because it makes all the difference. And just to give people a reminder that whatever shoes they wear, they want to wear something that – because a lot of people, especially not only the Heart Walk but also like the Great Aloha Run, they walk longer distances than they're used to, right? And so they want to make sure their shoes are in good order and especially getting the arches supported. Are you going to be in the walk as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have from Hawaii State Federal Credit Union, we'll have over 100 employees and their families participating.
Oh, good. Okay.
But overall, about 5,000 people will participate. Right. And this is the Hawaii Walk is just one of more than 300 walks that the American Heart Association does.
Oh, nationally?
Nationally.
And on the same weekend of the year? Oh, throughout the year?
Different times throughout the year.
Okay, I see. And Dr. Kahe'olani Rivera, are you going to be in the Heart Walk next
Absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely.
Okay.
With my team.
Oh, with your team.
And our company.
Well, excuse me. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, each year we sort of challenge each other to invite people. And part of that is not just walking and promoting healthy behaviors. Mm-hmm. This year we're promoting our Healthy for Good campaign. So you can be healthy for good. These are really lifestyle components. And one of them is to move more. Mm-hmm. So this would be one of the pillars. The other three pillars include eating smart. That's making healthy, delicious choices whenever you eat. Add color, like fruits and vegetables. And of course, you know, we don't talk about this as much, but we really ought to be well. You know, have a sense of well-being, taking care of yourself, really kind of trying to decrease that stress you got, create balance in life. So the American Heart Walk really is part of this.
And there's no age limit, right? I mean, any age can come, young, old.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's welcome.
And you know, the older you get, and I mean, you two are not as old as I am, but you'll eventually get there, hopefully. But what I wanted to say is that you want to create a lifestyle where you will be welderly, not just elderly. And so that integrates what you're talking about, Dr. Rivera, is getting or being well and having the habits and routines in life that cultivate a healthy lifestyle overall.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons why the American Heart Association sponsors the Heart Walk, is really to build awareness of heart health and how you can prevent heart disease.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people realize that heart disease is the number one cause of death in Hawaii and nationwide. Mm-hmm. And actually, stroke is the third leading cause of death. And more than 80% of heart disease and stroke cases are preventable just through simple lifestyle
changes. That's right. Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, cancer gets – and of course, cancer is a serious disease and one of the top killers. But, I mean, it's overall – it's two or three times more feared than heart disease because it's just – this is the nature of the disease, I guess, and that there's so many different types of cancer, over 100 kinds of cancer. But – yeah, I mean, if your heart is not functioning, everything else goes by the wayside. You can live, 4 minutes without oxygen and your heart beating, and then 4 days without water, and then 40 days without food or something like that. But yeah, we're talking about the most important factor in your health. And when we come back from this brief break, we need to pause for a station ID at the bottom of the hour. But let's talk about some of the other things. We'll get into the four pillars, Dr. Rivera, that you talked about as far as simple lifestyle changes. And then I want to get into smoking cessation and a little more on diet. You know, I talked about the Native American or Native Hawaiian diet. Oh, and I stand corrected. I told the listeners that you focused in on the Native with an emphasis in your studies on Native American. I meant to say Native Hawaiian diets and other ethnicities here in the islands, so apologize for that. Okay, we'll take a break and be back with more information for your good heart health here on Dr. Health with my guests, Dr. Kahealani Rivera and Andrew Rosen. Much more information to come, so stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Go 2 weeks, just 2 weeks, without physical activity. Guess what it does to you? Some surprising findings. Scientists said they were shocked. What does lighting in a care home do to Alzheimer's patients? That's a surprising finding. And smoking rates. Well, you can probably guess this one. What percentage of Americans now smoke? All coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Want thicker hair, smoother skin, and stronger nails? Then your body's going to need more collagen, elastin, and keratin, three proteins that are components of your hair, skin, and nails. So how do you increase these proteins in your body? With BioCell, the clinically proven solution to healthier hair, skin, and nails, BioCell turns on the body's actual collagen-generating cells known as fibroblasts. Because BioCell works through your body's natural pathways, the collagen it generates has your own DNA fingerprint. That makes it superior to other hair, skin, and nail formulas that contain foreign collagen, which your body simply breaks down and uses as food. As one collagen expert likes to say, you want to make collagen, not eat it. So make sure you get the only product of its kind that's clinically proven to thicken hair, reduce fine lines and wrinkles in your skin, and fortify your nails. BioCell. Look for BioCell in the supplement section of your favorite natural food store. For more information about BioCell, go to BioCellTech.com. That's BioSilTech, BioCellTech.com for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's BioCell.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow, snow,
snow, snow, snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. We are clinically proven to raise your health IQ levels, your audio source for the latest information of medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. And we're talking about heart wellness today with our guests, if you're just joining us, Dr. Kahealani Rivera and Andrew Rosen, talking about the, among other things, the heart walk that's coming up next Saturday. It's, 7:30 in the morning? I believe start time of 7:30. And then, good, so people can start the walk, finish the walk, and then tune in at 9 o'clock to Dr. Health Radio.
Okay. Well, and the other fun thing about the heart walk is there's a lot of activities around.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You can get your pulse and your cholesterol checked.
Oh, excellent.
And a lot of educational exhibits about heart health and how to prevent heart disease.
And they're not going to be giving junk food at the finish line. They'll be giving vegetables and
healthy
drinks.
All healthy snacks.
Oh, that's good. So it's AHA-approved snacks and edibles. All right, good. And now, have you done this before? Did you do it both last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Multiple years.
All right, okay. Well, of course, I can't do it because I'm here in the studio. You know, that would be a little too much of a time crunch to do the heart walk. And I'd have to do the heart run and then run to the studio, be here on the air by 9 o'clock. But we do encourage everybody to. Now, can they sign up the day of the event or do they have to do it beforehand?
Absolutely.
Anyone's welcome to come the day of the event. And there are a lot of companies around town that are sponsoring the walk and encouraging their employees to join.
Oh, that's right.
My credit union, Hawaii State Federal Credit Union, we've participated in the walk for the last few years. And it's been a great opportunity for us to get our employees out and their families can join, a great bonding experience. And again, we're teaching our employees how to live healthier lives.
Excellent. Now, how many employees are in the Hawaii State Federal Credit Union system?
We have 320 employees.
Okay.
I think we have 140 signed up for the walk.
That's excellent. And the rest will be fired after next week, of course.
No, just kidding. No, but one of the cool things that we do at the credit union, the employees all get on board to raise money for American Heart Association.
Okay.
So we've had bake sales. We had a silent auction. We had a Zumba class that employees could participate in. So they're really creative, and they do a lot of really fun activities for other employees as well as for the members of the credit union.
Okay, and I just noticed I have some information here. OahuHeartWalk.org is the website if people want to go to it.
Great site to check out. And what I'd like to add is that it's not just about awareness, education, and walking the walk, so to speak, but a bigger part of the event is raising money, you know, donations for contribution to science. Without these kind of life-saving science donations, we couldn't find some of the things that exist today.
Like, give us some examples of what...
Yeah, so some of these scientific discoveries led to artificial heart valves. You know, some people have disorders in their valves and they need open-heart surgery. Some of these artificial heart valves, you don't even need open-heart surgeries anymore. We can put them in minimally invasively.
Right.
Imagine having a baby and they would not live without fixing their heart defects. You know, these are all life-saving techniques. And it's not just life-saving, but what about prevention? Prevention of disability and death. Strokes, for instance, are one of the biggest causes of disability in the world.
That's right.
And, you know, the American Heart Association has really done a good job at giving. So, for instance, in the state of Hawaii alone, for UH, they funded over $500,000 in projects. We've also, HA has partnered with others in the national and international arenas. They have this Institute for Precision Cardiovascular Medicine. One of your earlier guests were talking about targeted therapy for cancers, where they look at the genetics of the cancer cell and use specific therapies. This is kind of a similar thing, where we look at a person's genetics, their lifestyle, all of these things put together. Could you imagine going to a store, or instead of taking four pills, you take one that is specifically designed for you?
And ideally, not to have to take the pills in the first place.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Eating right, exercise, all of those simple, Life Simple 7, all of those things are important. But, you know, it's one of the realities of life that we have and we can help others with.
Sure.
Yeah, so one example is American Heart Association teaming up with Amazon Web Services. It's a cloud-based technology where scientific researchers can share data, collaborate. They've got a lot of things going on.
Wow. And what are you doing at, let's see, you work out of Queens Hospital?
Queens Medical Center, yes.
West
Heart.
Oahu.
I rotate. Punchbowl, West. I have an office in IA.
You just have to clone yourself.
Yeah, there's a schedule. I stick to it.
Okay. Now, tell us about your work with Native Hawaiians and the ethnicities that have a higher incidence of heart disease than the normal population.
Yeah, that's a good question. I actually have a lot of people in my office of different colors, races, sizes. But the thing that unifies us all is that we want to get better. We want to feel better. And so I do emphasize not just prevention, but also taking care of yourself. So yes, we do the prescriptions, but also it's a time to chat about how can you walk more? How can you move more? If you have leg problems, how can you get your exercise? So it's everyone. I do treat everyone, but I think Native Hawaiians have, you know, special place in my heart. And a way to link that is kind of to be culturally appropriate and kind of say, hey, you know, instead of eating that palusami, you could use, you know, we talk about those kind of things.
And let's not forget that, for instance, exercise is medicine. Nutrition is medicine, and you know, meditation is medicine, and so on. I saw a T-shirt recently. Instead of highly medicated, it had a guy in a lotus position. It says highly meditated, you know, and so relaxation and reducing stress levels to help people achieve a higher level of health.
Yeah.
So, I think a lot of people, excuse me, there, unless their doctor prescribes it, it really doesn't exist. And it's great that you probably prescribe exercise and other things to your patients, and then they follow it because they, well, my doctor said I have to, you know, do this. If it's doctor's orders, it has a whole different, comes under a whole different light. Andrew, why don't you talk a little bit about your family history? You said you have a family history of heart disease. Can you speak to that?
My father suffered from heart disease, and it was actually he had a heart attack
in his 50s.
50s.
Okay.
And then it was really through the guidelines of American Heart Association of living a healthier life that he was really able to turn his life around, exercise more, change his diet, eat healthier. Similar to the four pillars that Dr. Rivera mentioned, eat smart, add color, fruits and vegetables, move more, exercise more. And I think that enabled him to live a healthier life for many years after that.
And speaking of color, jelly beans don't count.
No. Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, yeah. More eggs.
That must be colorful but not healthy.
Right. Yeah, we need to emphasize eggplant over eggs and plants over animals, yeah. Right, that's for sure. Is there any other dietary tips? In the first part of the program, I talked about the traditional Hawaiian diet. What else do you recommend to your patients as far as some of the, other than just saying eat more fruits and vegetables? Because a lot of people, they'll eat two leaves of little lettuce pieces instead of one, and really they need to eat a whole salad a day. When you come right down to it, green leafy vegetables, not just iceberg lettuce, things like that.
So, yeah, definitely a low-salt diet.
Low-salt,
that's huge. Information about that. Mm-hmm. And there are some people with high blood pressure who would benefit from high potassium diets.
Yes.
Not a lot of people know about that. There are also other things that we talk about, including not just adding color to the diet, but also looking at portion size, eating more frequently so that you're more full, that your sugar levels aren't fluctuating like a roller coaster. And there are a lot of little tips that I can give them. One of the biggest thing is when you're talking about salt and cholesterol reduction, really to decrease or avoid eating things like fast foods. People who prepare your food for you, unless they are a specifically healthy organization, will always add tons of quote-unquote flavor by adding the sugar and the salt.
That's
and
right,
the
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of talk about chemicals like MSG, of course, is addictive with the taste of it. But the two most addictive substances in our food supply are sugar and salt. I was just reading an article on how salt is addictive, article last night in a research magazine. And, it's just, the more you eat, the more you want to or the more you crave it. And so it's getting your patients to slowly cut down. I mean, do you favor something that is more gradual or just a cold turkey approach to
Definitely
diet?
Gradual, because this is a lifestyle change. We're not dieting. Mm-hmm. We're doing to improve our life.
Exactly.
So you don't want to, cut everything off and be vegan and eat, very little the next day, because that won't last.
Yeah.
So simple things like eating a little bit less dairy products like whole milk and cheeses, but having a balance. Maybe increasing your, instead of eating a lot of pasta and starches that are white rice, for instance, maybe kind of increasing things like cauliflower, broccoli.
That's right, yeah. Or hapa rice, half brown and half
definitely.
White.
As a transition to full brown rice or quinoa, absolutely.
Oh, quinoa is great. I mean, it has a nutty flavor. It's higher in protein, more satiating. And, and I talked to some people, they have to go on two diets because one diet is not enough. So what's the use there? And then some people go on a diet for 2 weeks and all they lose is 14 days.
Yeah, it's been shown that if you go on so-called crash diet, fad diets, what have you, then you gain it right back afterwards.
Yeah.
And this way, if you do it gradually, you make slow changes, you're more likely to retain that.
Yeah, and no matter what diet you go on, I used to interview Dr. Atkins every year. He was on our show when he was alive. And even though it's a controversial diet, what he did for the population is make people more aware of what they were eating and just how much sugar and carbohydrates they were ingesting. And even though he's on the opposite side of the spectrum, nevertheless, people did lose weight. And if they integrate other things and more fruits and vegetables and so on, they can be healthy. I mean, you can take any diet, and like you were talking about portion control and moderation, although people don't do moderation well here in America. We do extremes well, or extreme moderation, as I say. I think the best diet of all is Miss Piggy's diet. Have you heard of that?
No.
Never eat more than you can lift. But on that note, we need to take one last break of the hour, keep the lights on here, and we will be back with more information for your heart health here on Dr. Health with my guests, Andrew Rosen and Dr. Kahalani Rivera from Queens Medical Center, talking about, among other things, the heart walk and how to keep your heart healthy. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
News, talk, traffic, weather, and sports. We've got it all. Well, except for the traffic, weather, and sports. But hey, when it comes to news about health, come to Dr. Health, your radio resource for a healthier life. And our two guests in studio will help you live a healthier life, especially if you attend the Heart Walk next week. And during the break, I found out that there will be medical experts at the finish line, or starting line, finish line, if you will, answering your health and medical questions. Tell us about that, either of you.
Well, Hawaii Pacific Health has a tent there, and they can check all your vitals, again, check your pulse, heart rate, and cholesterol levels.
Oh, even cholesterol testing. Okay.
Exactly.
And is that free of charge?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, free for anyone who's there.
Good.
And in addition, there's a lot of educational material about living a healthier life.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the contributions that the research that American Heart Association has helped fund. Some of the concrete contributions that's made to our national health care, as well as here in Hawaii.
How much, what amount of money did they raise last year on the Heart Walk? What range was it? Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands?
Oh, yeah, hundreds of thousands. Oh,
okay, good, great.
Yeah, our target.
I think our goals are going to be in the $600,000 to $700,000 range.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
For
that's
this
good.
Year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, can people take their, or have their pulse rate and vital signs taken before and then after the walk to compare?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that would be fun.
Why not?
Yeah, okay. And there'll be enough personnel there to, I mean, there's going to be 5,000 people, so is there going to be more than 5 people there doing the testing? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a big tent.
Okay, all right. Size matters, so a big tent. Okay, all right, great.
But, you know, David, you were talking about eating healthier and having healthy diets. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's challenging in Hawaii, we all love our food, and there's always, at our office, there's always a lot of people bring in food. And one of the things we've been trying to do at the office is just encourage people to bring healthier options.
Good for you.
And making sure that we always have fruit and vegetables there for employees in addition to some of the other snacks.
We need to do that here in the studio because, let me tell you, the lunchroom here is a disaster, nutritional disaster at least. I mean, you won't believe, I'm not even going to start into what I see during the week here at the station. But anyway, that's another program. Okay, so let's just recap since we only have a matter of a few minutes or so. One thing that we didn't address, and that's one of the best things, or actually the single best thing you can do for your health to improve it and lengthen your life, and that is quitting tobacco if you do smoke. Tell us about that, Dr. Rivera.
Yeah, so that's definitely important. Quitting smoking, that's one of the risk factors that's preventable, that we can actually change or modify. That is one of the leading cause or risk factors, as we call it, of things like peripheral arterial disease, where it's not just about your heart arteries getting blocked, but you have arteries all over the body. You have vessels in your brain. Mm-hmm. Blockages there can cause a stroke. Blockages in your legs can cause, this is with the peripheral artery disease, where you don't have enough circulation mm-hmm. to your legs. That can lead to amputations, to sores that aren't healing. And then, of course, number one killer, heart attack and heart disease.
And a lot of people, until they lose one of their senses, the most important one, especially their eyesight, when that's affected, you have the smallest capillaries in your body are in your eyes. And, I mean, that's going to affect, you know, your heart or your cardiovascular health is going to affect that, just like it does in diabetics, because the sorbitol, the large sugar molecules, that really plays havoc and causes vision problems. And then with men, ED, you know, erectile mm-hmm. dysfunction because of the smaller blood vessels in the penis and genitals. And, you know, and I always say that women have just as much, they suffer just as much from ED as men. Do you know how? Because ED in women stands for exercise deficiency. And ED in men can stand for exercise deficiency, but also erectile dysfunction. But we do the sexual health segment in next hour's program, so that'll be another segment of the show, so we won't get into that right now. But let's talk about other legislative efforts that the American Heart Association does to raise the level of health of our communities and society, but also at the local level as well.
Yeah, American Heart Association has been instrumental in helping to change state legislation. I think one of the biggest things they did was to get rid of smoking in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And could you imagine waitresses, people who worked in a bar, all of these, and clubs.
It was just routine.
Yeah, full of smoke.
Natural, normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they found that people who worked in these kind of environments that were full of cigarette smoke, whether it was, I mean, obviously it's secondhand, mm-hmm. they had very high risks for heart disease and stroke, way more than in people who did not work in
That's
these smoke-filled
right.
mm-hmm. environments. The other thing that they've done is to get with the guidelines. And what that is American Heart Association has been instrumental at getting things like what we call guidelines. So physicians like myself, other health care providers, how can we help a person based on the scientific research that have been done? What are the best treatment strategies that we have? How can we improve and decrease disability, death, and those kind of things? For instance, just in January, the AHA published the stroke treatment guidelines, mm-hmm. where, you know, commonly people wake up and they have these symptoms. They don't know how long they've had it. And so some of the people back in the day would be out of the what we call treatment window, where you give thrombolytics or clot-busting medications.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, we have technology where you can actually go and retrieve the clot that's blocking the artery. And the window time had increased now from 6 hours to 24 hours. So now mm-hmm. these people who weren't previously not thought to be able to have treatment mm-hmm. can have this kind of treatment and decrease their disability and death.
Right. You know, and sometimes it takes that as a wake-up call to really get people on a good health program, or really finally see the light, if you will. I mean, they have mm-hmm. to kind of like an alcoholic has to bottom out, hit the bottom until they really say, oh, you know, it shocks them into awareness, and they really have to clean up their act, so to speak.
Absolutely. And it's not just an individual thing. It's not just a hospital thing. It's a system-wide thing. Mm-hmm. How do we involve the people from the 911 call to the EMTs, down, you know, to the hospital, and then the providers when they get there? So, for instance, you want to share information, collaborate. What are the statistics? How can we get that person to recognize their symptoms and activate the emergency system and mm-hmm. then move up the chain? So there are a lot of things at the American Heart Association, and there's not just that, but there are simple things. So a couple of years ago, in 2015, the American Heart Association helped to pass some state legislation that would require what we call pulse oximetry in newborns. Okay. And that's simply a little plastic thing that goes on the finger to check the oxygen level.
Okay,
and you can
right.
easily detect a birth defect mm-hmm. like that.
Oh, really?
And that just wasn't done oximeter. Routinely. Oh. Yeah, it wasn't done routinely. So such a simple thing really can help save lives, and that's part of what we do.
Now, speaking of saving lives, let's end, because we only have a minute or two left, on CPR and then the AEDs. Give us an update on those.
Yeah, so the AED, that was state legislation that was passed back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And now you can find it in any airport.
Right.
When you go to Vegas, right, the next island, they're all in
the
casinos.
Ninth island.
Yeah, exactly. The ninth island. And really, you can get them into the hands of people who are not trained. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. You turn it on and it gives you instructions. It tells you right away how you can help someone.
Okay. And then is there going to be any CPR awareness booth at the Heart Walk next week?
They have also, there is a booth, and they are teaching a special technique called hands-only CPR.
Oh, right. Okay.
A lot of people are afraid to do the breath part, mm-hmm. but you can still save lives with the hands-only CPR.
You know, I just read an article. I don't know if I have it in my notes here, but I was reading it last night, and they said that for every minute that you don't do CPR, just the hands-only, you reduce the likelihood that the survival rate by 10% every minute before mm-hmm. you know the ambulance comes or before paramedics get there.
Time is brain.
Oh,
time
yeah.
is heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Can't thank you enough. Give us that website one more time as far as the registration for.
It is www.oahuheartwalk.org.
And that's a week from today, so people can start training this week
yep.
if they haven't been walking.
No. Or simply, no. you can go to www.heart.org, where you can search for Oahu Heart Walk. You can also find healthy recipes, etc.
Oh, excellent. Yep. Thank you so much. Well, thanks to both of you, Andrew Rosen and Dr. Kahalani Rivera. Keep up the good work, and I won't see you next week, but I'll be there in spirit.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
All right. Hey, stay tuned next hour as we talk about Wonder Woman. Well, a wonderful lifestyle. Adita Lang joins us. She's the author of Superpowers, A Busy Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness, plus all of our regular features as well, the Health Hotline, the Fitness File, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And then the second half of next hour, Jen Kokin joins us to discuss the serious topic of avoiding bug bites and stings for the summer. So stick around for hour number two after the top of the hour Fox News here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow. Our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on the station you're listening to right now. So stay with us next hour for hour number two of Dr. Health Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.